The next kina, which is the last of these kinas of the Tzar and the Tzoris, it says over here, "Shchuas v'lemiyayin ashlichas upayich, korchina v'goizi v'ashchisi apayich." He calls on Klal Yisrael to pull the hair out and to cut up the face, to be mashes the opponent. It's something that requires a little bit of an explanation. The halacha is that you're not allowed to cut yourself, you're not allowed to be koreach, or simakorcha, and those are isurim. I mean, he's telling us to be misabel in a signon, which is asa. What does it mean? What does he say? So I think what he means is, in the pasuk, the pasuk itself gives us a qualifier. The pasuk says, "Bonim atem Hashem alekeichem, v'siskoydo osim korcha b'neichem," that because we bonim atem Hashem alekeichem. In other words, in the big picture, we bonim atem Hashem. We suffered a loss. We suffered something. The Torah distinguishes between expression of avelus that are specific to the loss, to expressions of avelus that express a person losing himself, person totally, I have nothing to live for type of thing. So the korcha and the giza are expressions of a person destroying himself. I have nothing to live for, and so on. That's something that a Yid always knows. He's banim atem Hashem alekeichem. Whatever Yid is, he's a banim Hashem, and therefore he's not all is lost. I think what the Baal HaKinah is saying is, in the Churban, because there seemed to have been a rejection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the banim atem Hashem, and even though the Gemara says he banim no matter what, but in the context of the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tossed us out. So in as much as this is what the Churban is, then it's roi to do giza and korcha on it. He's specifically underlying that because it's a type of matzav where we no longer have HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassuring us that banim atem Hashem alekeichem. Shchuras v'lo